Okay, thank you. Yeah, just first of all, honored to be here representing University of Cincinnati. And, very excited. What a great venue here in Frisco, Texas. Awesome to be here. First thing I want to acknowledge being here in Texas is the Texas flood victims. Been watching it on the news, and incredible what happened there. And thoughts and prayers are going out to those families. I cannot imagine what they're going through. Want to make sure I recognize that. And just, talking about our players that are here representing Cincinnati, we brought four really, really outstanding human beings. Want to recognize those guys, quarterback Brendan Sorsby, who played high school at Lake Dallas, not too far from here. So he's back here. He's actually played in this stadium right here, so very familiar with this. But he's a great leader and a great player. In a league full of great quarterbacks, I think he's one of them. Joe Royer, our tight end, a first-team All Big 12 tight ends with us, a player that's from Cincinnati, that is a great tight end and a great player. Think he's got a really, really bright future ahead of him. Glad he's here with us here today. Gavin Gerhardt's our starting center. Gavin will be a three-time captain coming up this fall for us. A tremendous leader, one of our best leaders on our whole football team, the most respected player that we have, playing the center position for us. And then Dante Corleone, the godfather, is also from Cincinnati, and he's a really, really good player as well, and kind of the anchor of our defense and the defensive line. So just want to make sure I recognize those four guys. They represent our college. They represent our football team in a great way. We've had a great offseason. Excited about our football team this year. We're coming, brought back a lot of great players. I just mentioned four of them. All four of these guys had opportunities to either go to the NFL or obviously go to some other programs and decided to stick it out with us and come back and have a great season for them. It starts with that. We were able to add some great players in the portal this offseason of where we needed and had some deficiencies. I think we added some great speed, particularly in the wide receiver room, which we needed to be able to do that in order to have some more big plays on the field. I think we are a much more explosive football team this year. And then defensively in the secondary, needed to add some depth there as well. So excited about the team that we got coming out this year. I know this league is outstanding from top to bottom. Any team, I think, is certainly capable of winning the Big 12, including the Cincinnati Bearcats. So with that, I'll open up with questions.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand until we have a microphone holder standby. We'll go here. Center row.
Hey, Coach. Keegan Nickerson with Bearcat Journal. You brought in multiple starter-level receivers, already have Joe Royer on the roster. How do you kind of go about managing expectations throughout a season when you have so many guys who can rack up yardage?
Yeah, you got one football, so I mean, all those guys are going to want to catch the ball or carry the ball. Tywee Walker's a running back that we brought in that we think could be really good for us. I think we want to have good balance across the way on the offense. Joy Royer had 50 catches last year. Love for him to be able to have 50 catches again next year. We'll see how it goes. But these guys on the outside are going to need their touches as well. In order for our offense to be able to score points and move the football, we're going to have to distribute the football and let everybody have some touches. I think we have enough talent out there that all the guys can be able to make plays on the perimeter. If you are being able to stretch the field vertically and horizontally, that's going to open up for the running game and allow the running backs to be able to get their touches. So I think we got to do a great job of distributing the football, allowing all the guys to feel a part of the offense, and therefore defenses don't really know, can't key on one guy. And I think that's going to be really important as we find our identity for our offense this year and how we can maneuver through that.
We'll go center right in the back. Thank you.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. Coach, I got a two-parter for you. Firstly, I've had people reaching out to me and some people taking notice that you went from your iconic visor look to more of a full hat look in some practices and stuff. Was that an intentional change?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, maybe they cut my mic. That was a terrible question for him. But outside of that, you got a big neutral site opener to the season against Nebraska. What do you like about that opportunity to sort of showcase your team to start the season?
Yeah, we're excited about the first game. You know, Nebraska's Coach Rule has obviously done a great job there, getting that program back. You know, went to a bowl game last year. They did some really good things in the portal this offseason, brought in some great players, some linemen, receivers, some defensive players. You know, now we're playing in a neutral site. It's going to be exciting to play it in Kansas City. You know, open it up on a Thursday night on ESPN. I mean, it's a great gauge for our football team, kind of to see where we're at. It's one of these games too. You know, it's the first game of the season, so it's, you know, you're not playing a FCS team or something to start a year. I mean, we feel like we've got to be hitting on all cylinders when you're starting the season playing against a team like Nebraska. So there's been a little bit more sense of urgency, I think, in our building throughout the summer of getting ready for this first game, and we know it'll be a great challenge and it's a great test. Obviously looking forward to that.
Gentleman in the maroon cap.
Hello, Scott Springer from Cincinnati Enquirer. You had to play your first two seasons minus an indoor facility. Now you have this majestic structure. What has it meant in terms of getting new kids, and how important is that in today's world of college football?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to put it into words what this building has really meant to our program. Even we moved into it a couple of weeks ago. You know, when you walk into the building, you basically puts a smile on your face. It's bright, it's airy, it's big, it's has a lot of volume to it. Every place you go in the building, you see a player, which I love. The connection that we have with our current team, I think, is incredible. You know, that, but not even talking about the indoor. I mean, that is awesome itself to be able to go right outside and practice inside of our indoor facility there. It's the connection in the building is tremendous with the locker room, training room, and weight room all there. We have a cafeteria in there for all our student athletes to come and be able to eat their meals there inside the building. But you mentioned recruiting. I mean, we're in a world where recruiting is that's where it's at. I mean, you got to recruit. You have to retain your players. You got to recruit high school players and the transfer portal. And for them to be able to walk into that building, it's different. And they're, you know, it's a smile on their face when they walk in and see that facility as well. And we have all the modalities for enhancement and recovery to be able to develop our players. And that's what it's all about. It's player development. We've always been about player development. We'll always be about it. And we can develop our players inside this building. So we can't wait for this. And it's going to really enhance our team, I think, as we move forward in the future.
We'll go to the gentleman in the second row.
All right. Coach Lynn Harrington, Stay Alive in Power 5. How are you doing today?
Great.
That's good. So to follow up with your opening matchup at Arrowhead Stadium with Nebraska, what do you know about Coach Matt Rule? And with you coming off a couple losing campaigns, how important will it be for you to kick off the season with a win?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Coach Rule is obviously an outstanding coach. You know, he's come up through the ranks, coached at small schools, coached in the NFL, was a head coach in the NFL. He's done some great things throughout his career. The thing about his teams, they continue to grow and get better and better. I think year three has always been a good year for him in his career. His teams are going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're obviously going to be coached well. They're going to do the little things right. You know, so, again, a great test for us to be able to play a team like Nebraska. And, you know, I also think, you know, you're playing in a team from another conference where it's a great measuring stick, you know, to see where we're at, you know, compared to, you know, the Big 12 to their conference. And, you know, it's a neutral site. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, outstanding atmosphere for this game. It'll be full of people, obviously, and sure, it'll be a sellout. And there'll be a bunch of people wearing red at this game. So I think it'll be an awesome atmosphere and a great game.
I have a question, center left in the back.
Good afternoon, Coach. Alyssa Cooper with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I was wondering, going back to recruiting, do recruits ever, I guess, kind of mention conference realignment? Do they ever have questions about, I guess, the competition and the strength in the Big 12? Is that, I guess, something that's come up in recent years, or do recruiters don't really talk about it?
You know, I think it's as long as you're, you know, at this level and the Power Four right now, and you're playing the kind of teams that have all the resources, they don't really care. I mean, my impression of that, as far as, you know, this is a great league in the Big 12. You're going to play great competition week in and week out, 9 conference games, which is a grueling schedule. You get to go to some great places throughout the country. where our schools are located all over the country. You know, great fan bases, great stadiums that we get to go into. So I think the Big 12 sells itself, you know, and you're going to play at the highest level. You're going to have an opportunity for all your dreams, goals, aspirations to be met in the Big 12, and then have an opportunity to go play in the NFL. So I don't think I've not gotten any questions about conference realignment or where guys are, you know, teams are going and this and that. And I think obviously it's out there and the media talks about it some. There's a lot of speculation. But I don't think that's ever really been brought up as far as recruits go where we're at right now.
Go to the front row here.
Coach Neil Meyer with the Front Office News. Obviously, it's never easy replacing three offensive linemen starters between Luke Kandra, D'Artagnan Tinsley, and John Williams, who departed for the NFL. You made it a priority to address that this offseason by bringing in Joe Cotton, Tyron Tyo. What have you seen from them here as the offseason progresses, and how does that offensive line add more depth to what it was a season ago?
Yeah. No, we lost some great players from last year. You know, you mentioned those guys. They had been, two-year starters for us and, you know, huge losses. So we knew we needed to go out and get some experience to bring in. And I think, you know, Joe Cotton came coming in at left tackle, got here this summer, 6'7", 320, can move. Looks like you want him to look. He's been really good so far since been here. You know, and Tyron Tyo is a kid that started a couple years at Ball State. Is, you know, big 325-pound, wide shoulders. He's really fit in great. Gavin has kind of taken him under his wings there. You know, Gavin playing center and him playing right beside him at guard. And then Evan Tanginol is a guy that played for us last year that will be another starter on the other side and one of the strongest guys up front that we have. You know, Deion Buford's coming back, going to be a three-year starter for us as well at right tackle. So I feel like our offensive line's in really good shape. I think these guys could be one of the better O-lines in the Big 12 this year. We also have at least three or four other guys that can fill in and rotate. So I think we got really good depth up front and some really good young players too. I'm excited about some of the young guys that will be up and coming. So obviously your offensive line is where it all starts, and I feel like we're in good hands with the guys up front.
Hey, Coach. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. Wanted to ask you just what are some of the differences that you notice about your team in the off season as they prepare for this 2025 season and obviously obtain the goal of winning the conference?
Yeah, I think, there's so much parity and so much closeness in the teams that we're playing this year. One of our big things that we talked about was being a disciplined football team. And so the one thing that really stood out to me this last semester is how disciplined our guys are, not only in our facility, but outside of the facility as well. We ended up, having a 3.44 GPA this past spring. We had zero misses in study hall. Our guys are doing what they're supposed to do off the field, and I think that translates. I think how you do anything is how you do everything, and the way these guys have handled themselves off the field, we have not had any issues as far as any of that goes, and I think that speaks volumes. These guys are focused. They're focused on task at hand about going out and wanting to prove something this year. Our guys that have been around our team have felt like they have not lived up to how good that we could possibly can be. And I think, with that discipline in this off season, that hopefully will help us in those fourth quarters when those games coming down to one possession. And I think, that's one thing I think can help us get us over the top to go win these games in the fourth quarter.
Time for one final question. We'll go here in the front.
Sorry. Ryan Roberts with Riverfront Cincy. Coach, you've got a unique blend of returners as also transfers. Heading into year three, which areas have you prioritized that you've kind of seen as needing more depth within this league?
Yeah, I think certainly wide receiver has been a spot where we felt like we needed to upgrade. We need to get more guys that can produce at a high level. More speed, more explosiveness, being able to knock the top off, being able to win one-on-one battles. And I think in this league, you get into some of these tight games and guys are going to play you man-to-man. You got to be able to try to get some separation. And I think the first 2 years, we were not good there. And I think that's certainly a place where we try to address that need. I think also in the secondary, being able to stay on top and keeping everything in front of you. and not giving up those big plays. It certainly has hurt us in the Big 12 in the last 2 years as well. So those are two places I feel like we've really tried to address that in the offseason and really tried to work on that as we head to this season. I think if you know we can improve on those two aspects, it's certainly going to translate into some wins for us. Along with being more disciplined. I mean, and that's just a mindset and how you care about your business.